brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the second hour. Attorney Phil Murray will be joining us for the rest of the hour to cover what really happened with Barack Obama and is he really eligible to be president. By the way, folks, they've been hiding that. They've been covering up. Not just that, but what his real name is and who his real father is. There's a lot of denial about this. On this very network, I heard a host yesterday tell a caller that there's no truth to a million-man spy army and youth brigades when it was on Barack Obama's own website. They took it down. That made mainstream news. When his chief of staff wrote a book about it, we played audio clips of him saying, mandatory domestic force. Doesn't matter. Just not true. Anyways, I'm digressing. That is coming up. I mean, it just makes my head spin, the willful denial out there. Ted Anderson, they are saying they're going to have a global currency devaluation. They'll decide on that this weekend. They say it could be as early as a month from now that they're going to do it, but it usually takes longer. For people that don't understand economics, this is the end, my friend, my only friend, beautiful friend. I mean, I don't know what to say here. The end of an order, an end of a system. But again, the globalists are doing this by design. They say it in their own documents that we've published, posted, that they are killing the dollar, that is reducing it, bringing us into a basket of currencies to prepare us for a world monetary unification where you still have your currencies, but they're standardized and operate. How many, for over a decade, I've told you that. That you will have a world currency, but people will still hold their money and go, but it's a dollar, but it's a euro, but it's a pound, but it's a yen, it's a yuan, but it's a shekel, it's a dinar. But it will be globally set through the three major regions and the seven subregions. It's all stated, and exactly what we said is now happening. Ted Anderson's got a great gold and silver offer for you. You're going to see hyperinflation. They're trying to suppress it right now so they can buy up assets. It's like a pogo stick. It's going to go back up and sky high. Gold has raced up close to $30. Well, I guess more than $30. Went from $710 to $745. That's $35 in the last 3 days. Ted has it when he bought it 3 days ago, so he's passing that savings on to you. Ted, tell him the coins again. The number's 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Give him the number again, Ted.
Yeah, 1-800-686-2237. The thing about it is, Alex, I've always suggested that people get into small gold and have it physically in their possession. I mean, a lot of people are thinking that they can buy this stuff and have certificates and store it. And you don't want that. You want to get it in your hands. And that's why I've been recommending the Frank coin. The coin is trading at 187. It's a fifth of an ounce of gold. The British sovereign right now, 228. That coin is a quarter of an ounce of gold. Get it in your hands. Have it for when times of trouble come, and we're already seeing that. Walking Liberty halves, I've been able to get those again. They've been gone. I couldn't get anything in that particular arena. And right now I've got a few bags of them at $8.40 a piece, or at $1,680 per roll of 20. That is a great buy at this time. You're right about that. You read Martin Wise right now. Look at Bloomberg. Look at any of these big stock firms.
Bloomberg is sounding like the Alex Jones show.
I'm not kidding you, Alex. The mainstream, the people out in Wall Street right now are thinking that you should buy gold and silver. Martin Wise has always been a stock guy, and he's saying that you should have 25% of your assets in physical gold that you're actually holding on to. And then after that, you want to speculate in the mining stock area, or you want to put yourself into some sort of a shareholders account.
I'll say right now, medical, because there's a few things that will always be there. Ted, you know what? We got Phil Berg coming up. I want to come back and finish up with what Mr. Weiss is talking about and bring up the big issue. People get freaked out when you tell them that, you know, 6 months ago, a year ago, that annuities aren't guaranteed. Well, now mainstream media is announcing that annuities may default. No, folks, they're not FDIC protected. And now they're talking about looting pension funds, private 401ks. Mainstream news, folks. You need to physically hold it. We'll be right back.
There we go. From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Phil Berg's on next hour. We had a time zone issue, but he has confirmed he'll be with us in about 52 minutes. I'm going to open the phones up now at 1-800-259-9231. And I'm going to go over the news as soon as Ted leaves us here in about 5 minutes, then we'll take calls for the balance of the hour. But Ted Anderson, absolutely. I mean, here is CNN, G20 shaping a new world order. 3 days ago, Lord Rothschild, Baron Rothschild says, we're setting up world government. The banks are taking over. This is a new world order. Those are quotes, by the way. We run everything. Ha, ha, ha. It's all over mainstream news, AP, Bloomberg, in the financial papers, Wall Street Journal, that the bankers are just keeping the money. I mean, why would, 2 weeks ago, why would the head of Goldman Sachs in a conference call with the New York Times and other papers laugh and say, we're fine, we're just keeping the money for bonuses and buying good banks? I mean, it is just such arrogance because they know they have the executive, they have the military, they have the intelligence operations. They can just do it out in the open. I mean, Ted, I'm even flabbergasted and dumbstruck, thunderbolted, dizzied, dazed. I marvel. Like they say, John on the Isle of Patmos marveled at the beast. I just marvel. I mean, it's like a trick they play. The way Kashkari sits there real smartass with his little smiley face on. And I'm sorry for that term, folks, but it's the only way to describe it. Before Congress going, look, I know we said we were going to do this, but we're not. We're keeping the money. And there's nothing you can do about it. Ted Anderson.
That's what they're doing right now. They're using the money to pay out bonuses. They're using the money to buy up the fledgling companies that are struggling right now. They're building bigger organizations and shoring up bigger monopolies in the marketplace. And that's what they're doing with our tax dollars. That's what our $700 billion is buying. And lacing their own pockets while they're doing this, and then using the same thing as a tool to gain even further control of the world. And that's, you know, this G20 thing that we have going on. You may think that it's our politicians that are going over there that are trying to steer our economy, but wake up, man. This is the corporate institutions that control our politicians.
This is the real government.
Yeah, it's the government behind the government, and now they're just coming right out and saying it. Look, the banks are going to run the world. And, you know, at least they're admitting to it now. This is what's been going on here in the United States for, you know, how long since the Federal Reserve System has been brought about?
That's right. They're just bringing out into the open what they've always had. And I want to explain to people again. Everything globalism did was to make every country to where it was no longer independent, where you didn't have family farms and ranches, where the average person had greater debt than they had savings or negative savings. And as soon as the U.S. became a negative debtor and had zero savings, on average, the country has the lowest savings rate it had in its history, greater than the Great Depression. So we have a minus savings on average. We are overall public, private, government in debt. As soon as we crossed that in 2007, they announced we're popping the bubble. This is what they meant to do. This was designed to operate this way. They stated it. They brag about it. People keep begging, please, Kashkari, please, Paulson, please help us. Why don't you? We're going bankrupt. We're losing everything. The economy's imploding. And they go, absolutely, dumbass. Excuse me. Again, that's what they're saying to us. That's the whole point. And then now they're going to implode everything. Have youth brigades, tattletale squads, you'll have to have government jobs, total control. They don't want you being able to stand upon your own two feet. They want to bankrupt you economically so they can totally take over. This is by design, stated by them, and that's why they hope we revolt and go out and shoot cops and military. They hope there's a civil war. That'll just drive the economy down more. They call it the IMF riot. In not declassified, the stolen documents that were released right after Stiglitz left, wink, wink, who released them, and the World Bank admitted those are our documents, BBC reported, and they said, after we cut off liquidity, an economy implodes over 6 months to a year. Then we cut off the water, the food, we kick people out of their houses, then they riot, then the stocks go down to zero, then we buy it all up. You see, folks, we're just getting started in the pain we've got to go through. Ted Anderson.
Well, yeah, that's what's going on. I mean, we fought a revolution in 1776. We won King George and King Rothschild, I should say, back then. We need to get away from this banking system.
And now we're being bankrupted. We're being economically attacked by the exact same bunch. Literally, they're great-great-great-great-great-grandsons.
They're the ones that are going in there, and they're messing with our economies, and we should have another revolution, hopefully a peaceful one. We need to get back to constitutional money. It is the only, and I say the only solution to end New World Order. The United States of America cannot turn over its purse strings to a central banking system. I mean, right now, I mean, if you think about it, Alex, do you know what really makes me just lividly mad about is the fact that you can go down to Washington, D.C. right now, and we the people are printing the currency, but we don't even get to use it. We have to turn it over to the Federal Reserve Bank. They put a stamp on it, and then they lend it back to us and charge us interest on that loan. And to throw insult to injury in there, it's made out of a cotton that our farmers grew, that we turned it into put it over to the textile plants, turned it into the fabric from which it's printed on. The whole thing is done by our labor, yet we take this currency as a loan, and now we are on the hook to pay them not only the principal back, but also the interest. No darn wonder why we have to turn over half of our labor just to service the taxes so the U.S. Treasury can service the interest on the debt. The biggest, the most largest portion of the United States budget goes to debt.
Ted, $5 trillion in 3 weeks. Now, again, this has been going on for almost six, but we have numbers from 2 weeks ago. That's the latest numbers. They come out every few weeks. We haven't gotten the new ones. So it's even more. $5 trillion and $2-plus trillion, the Federal Reserve and the Treasury say, we will not tell you. They tell Congress, we're not going to tell you where your money went. And they are just setting the precedent to do whatever they want. Ted, here's the deal. What do you think the next thing will be? They're openly setting up world government. They're openly announcing New World Order. Folks, Google New World Order and click Google News. Hundreds of hits, hundreds of newspapers are telling you it's a New World Order. They love it, Ted. Go ahead.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, right now, what we're doing is we're turning over our power. I mean, we have elections here in the United States, but it doesn't matter who we put in office, because if they can't make a budget, if the economy is imploding, if they're having trouble, they're going to answer to these people. They want to have lower interest rates and a going economy so we can afford to eat, feed each other, have a system that works.
Ted, on Google, I just typed New World Order. Typed out the full word, the full set of three words, New World Order, 59,713, and G20 shaping a New World Order, mapping out a New World Order, Obama, World Crisis, and the New World Order. I mean, this is thousands of newspapers saying it's a New World Order. Now, if I back up and click on New World Order and click web, the top link is the CIA-run Wikipedia, saying it's a headline, New World Order Conspiracy Theory, and they go on to say it doesn't exist in the encyclopedia. So I can click on news, and there's 59,000 news articles saying we're in the New World Order, global banks running everything, exactly what we always said because we had their own documents, but then you click on the web, and it doesn't exist, Ted.
Well, that's right, and the thing about it is our forefathers set down a constitution so this exact thing would not happen. You can go and take a look at the diaries of Thomas Jefferson and some of the other, people that formed the United States Constitution, and you can see exactly why they didn't want to do this. They didn't want to turn the power over to a financial institution. The United States should be governed by the people for the people, not by some foreign bank. My gosh, we can't even have a president.
And by the way, again, these are totally ruthless people. In the time we've got left here, Ted, sorry to interrupt you. I mean, just so much is happening in my mind right now. I know your mind is racing. I interrupt you and then forget what I was going to say. The point is, this is really happening. These are really ruthless people. They don't want you to live a good life.
Well, Alex, you're about to cover a subject to say, hey, is Barack Obama eligible to be the president of the United States? Well, that is all about whether or not he's a naturally born citizen or not. And why do you think we have a rule that says a foreigner cannot be the president of the United States? And that is because the interest of the president should be to protect and to represent the people of the United States, not some foreign nation. And this is a foreign nation that has taken control of the United States of America. And what do you think they want us to do?
That's it. That's what globalism is. Is this multinational corporate crime syndicate that sits above nations, that destroys nations, destroys middle classes, plays countries off against themselves so that there's no one can resist them. This is the tyranny. Oh, we told you, world government run by the banks. Here it is. They orchestrated it just like we told you. And here's what's scary. We're only reading you what they said they would do. We knew all this because we were reading their own documents. Next, they say they're going to have one-child policies and inject us with cancer viruses. Look, I know that sounds crazy. I didn't write it. It's the Biological Diversity Assessment. It's Club of Rome. It's CFR. We've given you the sources. They're already killing us with soft-kill silent weapons, which they incrementally turn up in the atmosphere around us, in the food and water, where we incrementally are conditioned to accept our deaths. It's all happening. It's all real. They are your mortal enemy. They're openly stealing money in front of you. Ted, here's the deal. One more segment, then. Let's just keep talking about this, because I want to bring up the key here. Kashkari told the Congress, we are above the Congress. On Monday, Fed Chairman Greenspan said the Federal Reserve is outside government and is accountable to no one. Now they're saying the president is above Congress and can't be questioned. See, that's all lies. Congress has oversight, can call them before them, but now they're saying, no, we don't have to come before you. They're saying Greenspan doesn't have to come before them. You see, they're openly announcing that they are God. Foreign banks are announcing they run our country and that our Congress has nothing to say. and the police have been trained to hate the American people and to want our blood. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 13, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 717.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 739.70, 369.85 for the half ounce, and 184.93 for a quarter ounce. That's 739.70, 369.85, and 184.93.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
All right, I'm going to take your calls in the next segment and get into the big stack of important news today. But the president, the treasury, they are accountable to Congress. They are accountable to the American people. But you see, the executive controls the military and the whole police state apparatus. And they have trained them to follow orders and do whatever they're told. And Congress has been cowed. They use a backfire in the Capitol parking lot to send in paramilitary federal troops to put guns to congressmen's heads on TV if they don't run out of the building fast enough or if they don't like being shoved. See, it's all about, oh, during an emergency, during a crisis, we're the boss here. We're the men in black uniforms. We've been ordered by the, and we're under the executive. See, that's martial law. Meanwhile, it was the executive mailed the anthrax to the Capitol, and we know that. And they were on Cipro to fight it. The White House. But that's a whole other story we covered in Fabled Enemies. Ted, in closing, this issue of them just claiming, oh, there's no oversight. We have the right of kings. And then Kashkari just sits there and gives them a smart mouth, you know, little smiley face look as Congress sits there saying, but everybody's going bankrupt. Everything's falling apart. You know, you said the bailout was for them. And Kashkari says, I'm sorry, but it's not now. I'm sorry. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about this whole thing, Alex. I mean, it's really, we're going to get what we deserve, because if we don't stand up and fight this thing, they're going to get away with, you know, they'll do whatever they want to. We, the people, it's us. We're the ones that have to get up, and we have to do something about this. It's not going to be Congress, and it's certainly not going to be the executive branch. We, us, we're the ones that have to actually take some action and, you know, stage protests, do, you know, whatever it's going to take.
But those aren't allowed. Those are un-American. That's not allowed in the Bill of Rights. The Founding Fathers fought so cops in black masks could tell you you couldn't protest. Now, Ted, we're almost out of time here, and I, you know, had you on to talk about gold and silver, and we've gone off into all the things that are happening. And when we come back, I want to briefly give the audience an overall view of the exact structure of world government that they've already set up, that they're now unveiling to us, the slaves, and preparing to enforce carbon taxes and youth brigades and tattletale squads and environmental inspectors in your home. Go ahead and laugh. It's already happening. But give people that gold and silver offer again, because those are some great deals.
Well, okay. You've been touching me where my heart is, so I'll get back to that. Right now I have British sovereigns. They're at $228. That's a quarter of an ounce gold piece. Get them in your hands and own them. Francs are at 187 right now. They're $11 cheaper than they were only just a few days ago. I picked them up when gold was real cheap, when gold went down, and now I have them at a better price for you. Buy them. The other thing is the Walking Liberty Half. It's a silver coin. They're at $8.40. Silver dollars right now, Alex, are just under 25 bucks a piece. You can get into 50-cent pieces right now at $8.40. Obviously, that's the place to go.
Point is there's a huge premium on silver dollars because they're so hard to get, but these gorgeous half dollars, and by the way, I've got a bag of them, are from, what, 43, 44, 45, just gorgeous little coins. And you get them a lot closer to melt.
You sure do. You get a lot closer to melt. In addition to this, you have something that's recognizable that you can use as money, because when it comes time to buying gas and food, when the dollar's completely collapsed and and you have something that's valuable, that's going to buy it for you. I got a picture hanging on my wall of a kid playing on the step, and all around him is Weimar Republic notes, and he's playing with Weimar Republic notes. And the reason why that happened is because the debts of the Weimar Republic got to be so excessive that they had to debase the currency down to zero in order just to service the interest on the debt. What do you think's happening here to the United States? What do you think the rest of those banks outside of the United States, how much do you think they care about the value of the
U.S.? These banks are globalists. They're not American banks. They're raping you. They hate this country. This is a military attack. They set us up. They pay tax incentives to get the factories overseas. Now they're going to come in as the country dies and put carbon taxes on all human activity and, quote, bankrupt the coal companies. Folks, they're going to rape you and 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 rape you. These are the people that funded the Soviets and funded the Nazis and funded Mao. Our criminal government put Mao in.
Hey, it's simple as this, Alex. In 1913, we got the Federal Reserve System, but you couldn't have a central bank without a federal tax. Now they want to have a world tax for a world bank. And that's exactly what that carbon tax thing is. It'll bankrupt.
They said it. They're saying it. You understand this is not our opinion. There's no more time for you to live in denial out there. And I'm not talking to our main listeners. I mean all the idiots out there that are still in denial that tune in. I'm telling you, this isn't a game. This isn't a joke. These people are very serious. The least you can do is protect yourself. 800-686-2237. Give them a call. They got British sovereigns, francs, Indians. They got them all. They got just great deals. 800-686-2237. Now, Ted, you're offering this at a lot under what it's going for.
I have it. I locked this stuff in when gold was at 710.
How long will this go? Through
I'll
Sunday?
I'll hold it completely through the weekend.
All right, folks, you can call on the weekend. All right, thanks, Ted. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Number one thing to do is to expose our government as illegitimate and criminal. You know why? Because every crisis they orchestrate is only a springboard to bring them to their next goal, which is a springboard to go to the next goal. Every crisis they create, they then pose as the savior and bring us into the next level of tyranny. But at the final moment of world government really taking over, they have to emerge. They have to uncloak. And so now they've uncloaked. They say, we are the Queen of England. We are the Rothschilds. We are the New World Order. We're setting up global governance, global banking, New World Order. Thousands of mainstream news articles a day now. Yes, we're going to tax you. We're going to run your life. But the public is under the old download, the disinfo. World government doesn't exist. Spy tattletale brigades don't exist. None of that's true. There's no police state. Everything's fine. The bankers love you. The government loves you. Globalism loves you. So a lot of people are just going, but they said it doesn't exist. I love them. I love them. And even the congressmen are saying, Neil Kashkari, you're giving trillions to the foreign bankers. You're robbing us. And Kashkari smiles and says, it's for your own good. And they say, but you lied, Kashkari. And he says, I know. I mean, just so sick. So when they release bird flu or nuke a city or whatever, just know it's them, okay? They stand the game. They're the ones behind it. They're the ones doing it. It's time to choose which side you're on. For those that work for the government and power structure, it's time for you to decide whose side you're on. But more importantly, the yuppies, the know-it-alls, the fake liberals, the fake conservatives, the abominoids, the Bushites, the establishment lackeys that are tuned into the false left-right political system, that are fooled by all that. It's time to grow up and to stop being delusional idiots. Look, I can't deal with it. You go to Wikipedia, you go to the Encyclopedia Britannica, they tell you New World Order doesn't exist, dangerous, racist, talk about it. It doesn't exist, you know, they claim, I mean, go to the Wikipedia site, it says, there are people that claim there's a powerful world conspiracy by the banks to take over and have carbon taxes. We're just reading their official statements. New World Order refers to a supposed conspiracy in which a powerful and secretive group is plotting. They're powerful. They're not secretive. I mean, it's out in the open. Is plotting to eventually rule the world via an autonomous world government. Yeah, a private corporate government, which would replace sovereign states and other checks and balances in world power struggles. In this theory, many significant occurrences are said to be caused by a powerful secret group or groups. Well, yeah, they openly write white papers saying they're doing it. Historical and current events are seen as steps. Oh, see, as everything we say happens, we see it, we interpret it. No, they say they're doing it to us. But see, they won't let you change this and have actual quotes in here by the world government. And suddenly, Wikipedia just got edited while I was watching, and it'll be changed in a second. It says, this is not a conspiracy, Infowars.com, history of the term. Somebody just went into Wikipedia and edited it right in front of me and put us in there. The modern use of the phrase New World Order originated in the early 20th century by Cecil Rhodes, who advocated the British Empire and the United States of America should jointly impose a federal world government to bring about lasting world peace. A sinister motive is seen in the fact that Rhodes founded the Rhodes Scholarship, and it goes on. So somebody went in and just added the part, this is not a conspiracy. Yeah, you should add the part that it's in thousands of news articles a day saying the banks will openly run everything, run world commerce, world banking, and have Tobin taxes on money transfers and carbon taxes. I mean, it's in the Financial Times of London every day. But you got to say it doesn't exist. Look, they're putting cancer viruses in your kids' injections. It's admitted. Okay? They're putting deadly chemicals in the water that eat your brain and attack every organ in your body. And they say they're doing it on purpose to make you stupid, to make you retarded and unhealthy. You got that, Jack. You got that. With modern medicine and the nutrition that is available to us, many scientists believe we would easily be living to 120 comfortably now. Folks, people lived to 100 routinely 50, 60, 80, 100 years ago. People lived longer before. You're like, no, they didn't. Look at the numbers. Take out infant mortality, because a lot of babies died at birth, and many people died by the age of 5. But once you got past that, if you take out infant and child mortality, people lived until their late 80s on average. Men, it's like 74 now, women 76. They're killing us. Comprende? You got that? They're eugenicists. They run the banking system. You know, I said I go to your calls. I wonder how long this will be up on Wikipedia. This is not a conspiracy, Infowars.com, history of the term. You know, I've tried to change Wikipedia, misspelling my middle name, Emmerich. I've tried to change a lot of mistakes on there. They just won't let us do it. I tried to give them free photos that we own. Won't let us do it. The people they let run it are these little neocon troglodytes who openly just make stuff up. That's why it's not a very good source of info. But the mainline encyclopedia says it doesn't exist either. I mean, we'll have a world emperor walking around in gold outfits, and they'll say it doesn't exist. Or what they do is they're now saying, since they're announcing a North American Union on the news, the people that said we were liars are going, well, that's just kind of a ceremonial thing, just to be friendly and to meet. I mean, they're not really doing anything. See, because you can't admit you were wrong. You always have to just lie and say that we're wrong. Or lie about what we've said. And listen, here's the deal. When I'm wrong about things, I want to learn I'm wrong. I want to get better. I at everything in life. Of how to back out of a parking lot. You know, when I was a kid, my dad said, well, here's how you back out. Here's how you back out with a gooseneck trailer. I didn't say, no, I'm not doing it wrong. Don't show me. Or if somebody taught me how to, you know, use a scope at 500, 600, 700 yards, how to check windage, how to check distance. I didn't say, no, I don't want you to show me. I mean, it's this attitude of, oh, you know how to read. You know how things work. You think you're Mr. Fancy Pants, huh? All right, Phil Berg's coming up, but I want to get into this. Here it is. G20 Shaping New World Order, CNN. Global Banking World Governance. That's all over the news. Just Google the term world governance. Banking world governance. World government controlled by banks. It's just all over the news. Russian leader heading to Cuba and Venezuela. And they're all trying to saber-rattle in the West and saying it's provocative. And, of course, it's provocative. And I'm not choosing sides here. I don't want to escalate things. And so we don't need to have the globalists to control our country. Not our country anymore. We'll get it back when we realize that. Move weapon systems in there and encircle Russia. I mean, NATO openly says that they may sneak attack in official policy with nukes Russia. They openly say in their official doctrine that these are weapons to attack Russia, and then they tell our idiot public they're for Iran on the Russian border in Eastern Europe. They're for Iran. The public's like, Iran? That's that country where they got koala bears and kangaroos. Oh, yeah, literally a lot of Americans in polls think Australia's Iran. I'm not kidding here. This is wanton idiocy. Great article by Paul Watson. G20 to begin implementation of global financial dictatorship. Sarkozy calls for end of the dollar, world reserve status, as power brokers meet to finalize building blocks of new economic order. And let me explain how this works. The globalists created Hitler. They funded the Japanese. The British and German military trained the Japanese how to set up their own empire. The West told them that we wanted them to. Japan was with the U.S. and Germany and France in World War I. Then the United States, well, I don't want to get too complex. Then the United States, through China, attacked Japan first. I'm not saying Japan's good. All these elites are bad. The point is, that's real history. Go check it out if you didn't know that. Again, history's so complex. I want to go to your call. So I'm not going to detail this overly. The point is, at the end of World War II, which the British masterminds and the Rothschild masterminds orchestrated, they went into Japan, they went into Europe with the Marshall Plan, with Reconstruction. And that meant putting in puppet governments, that meant creating fiat currencies, setting up a power structure, and keeping U.S. troops there to make sure they follow the orders. Germany's totally run by the British. Japan's run by them. It's all staged. And that's discussed openly in the Japanese parliament. Sony, Standard Oil, New York. You want more? That, by the way, that's admitted. Okay? Now, they went in with the OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development. That was the proper term for the Reconstruction. With the Marshall Plan, big CIA chief, with his brother, and they went in there and they set it up as their own personal cash machine. They've always hated Americans. They've hated our Bill of Rights, our Constitution. Major editorials and major magazines and newspapers said we have to destroy the American system. We have to destroy their own currency, destroy their free market. And they said, how are we going to do it? Socialize them. Create a depression. Get them used to going under government. We'll do it. So now here we are, 80-something years later, after 1913, 90-something years later. Here we are, and they are now going to fully bankrupt us, just like they bankrupted Germany and France and Europe. so we can be, quote, rebuilt in their image, absolute slaves. And, folks, it is going to be bad unless we address the real issue and say no to it now. And the OECD says, the Exim Bank say, they want world taxes at least 86%. They say the U.S. is a tax haven, and that under this new agreement, they're going to get our taxes harmonized at 80-plus percent, just like they're doing in England, just like they have in France. This isn't a game. And they've convinced the howling mob of idiots who want some more welfare and food stamps that if they rob the middle class, they'll get more goodies. And just like they did in Japan or Germany in the Marshall Plan, they're going to use the howling mob, and they're going to give them little pieces of the pie, little crumbs, to go along with all this as their soldiers, their domestic thug force. All these slack-jawed, spoiled brat idiots on power trips with a walkie-talkie into the cops. Just stay away from me, trash. G20 to begin implementation of global financial dictatorship. Paul Watson. Henry Paulson abandons plan to purchase bad mortgages and will invest $700 billion bailout in his own bank. That's the Times of London. Now, folks, I told you before the bailout they were going to have a fake bailout and do that because they said they were going to do it. That's the Times of London. They're investing it and leveraging it. Somebody needs to go back to the day they passed the bailout, the day before, where I was saying they're going to take the money and they're going to put it into commodities, and they're going to leverage it, and they are going to go in there and short, and they're going to go in there, and they are going to put it into derivatives. And then they are now, had hedge fund managers on yesterday saying, that's the thing to do. Gamble with it. So they can aggressively leverage the $5 trillion, again, not $700 billion. They'll be saying $700 billion for 10 years when it's $100 trillion. Just get that straight, too. I told you everything. I know how they operate. I know what they do. I know all about them. It's all I do is think about them. All I do is have dreams about it. This is all I do. Eat, sleep, drink. I'm telling you, folks, I know exactly what they're going to do. And you let them get this economic straitjacket on us, we're in trouble. So Henry Paulson abandons plan to purchase bad mortgages. Instead, we'll invest the $700 billion, put in $5 trillion there. In banks, Paulson wants to ruin bailout with private equity. That's another headline. It's not going to ruin it. Ruin implies that he's ruining something that was good. Can you read the bill? The end? It is the end of free banking. Britons face charges to use cash machines and write checks. Some are now, the Mail reports, charging if you use cash to buy things. Of course. Once they get you under a cashless society, then they're going to charge you anything they want to do the digital transaction. Cash is such a luxury, folks, and it keeps the great black market alive that's kept free economies alive. They're getting rid of that. You understand? Same thing here. They're going to charge you to use cash. They're running TV ads saying it's dirty and bad and that makes you sick to train you to accept cashless because then they can do anything they want to you. You understand social engineering? Good story there for you to read to find out the slave grid for you and your family. Regulators nix credit card debt forgiveness plan. AP, of course they were never going to forgive your credit card debt. All they're going to do is shove a gun in your mouth and squeeze the trigger and laugh at your dead body with your brains blown up against the wall. They're predators. Retail sales fall by record amount in October. Financial crisis and weak economy push retail sales down by record amount in U.S. history. They don't care. They love it. Good. Australian web filter to block 10,000 websites. And it says child porn and other unwanted content by the government. Then they list that. Quote, anti-government, anti-globalization sites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are already banned on government networks worldwide. They're already banned in public transit, broadband in England. And the public, 90-plus percent, don't want it. The government says, shut up. We have paramilitary police. We took your guns 10 years ago. Shut up. Shut up. We're taking your free speech. We're taking your right to choose. Shut up. Shut up. That's the Australian Herald Sun. Australia's mandatory net filter is being primed to block 10,000 websites as just the start of the blacklist of unspecified, unwanted content. They're doing a national test on tweaking it. Some 1,300 websites have already been identified by the Australian Communications Media Authorities, and they'll just add whoever they want into it. Communications Minister, you mean Big Brother, Minister Senator Conroy revealed details of the rude government proposal, web filter, as he called for expressions of interest from the Internet Service Providers, ISPs, for a live trial of the technology. ISPs will test ways to filter web using volunteer subscribers. Oh, yes, little scumbags. Like we have Austinites volunteering to have tracker boxes that track everywhere they go, taxing them. Oh, yes, I want to volunteer to be a slave. The trial will start before Christmas and is expected to last 6 weeks. And it goes on to say they're going to do it in England, the U.S., everywhere. Canada's already announcing they're going to do it. And meanwhile, I got emails going, you liar, there ain't no internet censorship, and there ain't no New World Order. Just shut up. I got to go get another flu shot. All right, I promise, directly to your calls, the millisecond we come out of this break.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit SurvivalProperty.com. That's SurvivalProperty.com.
The bankers know they've only got one life to rape and steal everything. They're going to do it. No quarter. It's fun for them as the public begs and pleads like they're nice.
Oh, I'm going bankrupt. Oh, I'm losing my house. Good.
Now you'll only call for more support from our government, so we can get you tighter in our web, little buggy. Ha 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 ha! Don't you know that we're the big black spiders that live under the table? All right, let's go to Mark in Oregon, then George, Richard, Jamie, Tony, Carl, others. Go ahead, Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yes,
how
sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Fired up today.
You're fired up good, Alex. As usual, on one level or the other, you have the passion. That's why you are in the position you're in. I truly believe that. You have a God-given passion for the truth and for just fighting everything that fights the truth, because everything that fights the truth is out to destroy everything that's good.
I don't like scumbag yuppies and smart-mouth parasites like Kashkari. It's people like him that are causing all the death and starvation worldwide. I have their own documents where they engineered it all, and I know he's a mortal enemy of my family.
I hear you right there. They're out to kill us all, Alex. Alex, when it comes to Mr. Kashkari and his arrogance that you've described in front of the Oversight Committee this morning, his arrogance doesn't surprise me at all, because, of course, he's privy to the actual weaponry which they have to enforce their will, whatever their will would be, within the Illuminati and their political minions.
But still, if they don't have the people's minds, they fall. Now, once they have the robotic systems in place, it's going to be a little bit tougher, but still they fall.
And the arrogance is easily explainable at this point with what we know of the arsenal of actual weapons which they have to repress the will of the people. And now they're repressing the will of the people's representatives and the Congress. And it just shows how they feel and where they're at as to how they estimate their own power. And I think they're giving themselves an accurate estimate. I don't believe they've ever overestimated their power in any kind of way.
No, they normally move carefully, and now they're like a giant boa that has us, the little piggy, all tied up, strangling us, crushing the life out of us right now. And every time we cry out to help to the snake, they just squeeze that much tighter and go, "I am helping you, little piggy."
Feel they have the upper hand. And
Barack Obama will. Obama! Obama! It's like little blind sheep that have had their legs cut off, being dropped into a pit of giant snakes, begging Obama the snake to save them, when he's just one little snake skittering along on the bottom with these big giant Rothschild pythons.
Well, when you consider that it's estimated there's somewhere approaching 50% of the people who can vote by law in this country and who voted, I guess, one way or another, the figure being floated is about half the country is actually for him and falling for this grand illusion that he's putting out, because it's very essential.
But here's the deal. When they get raped, though, again, even more of them will become disillusioned, and the next time not be as apt to be fooled. They are losing their credibility very, very quickly.
Alex, I have a really, I think, a good idea that I'd like you to think about.
Tell me.
Suggest it to you real quick. I think you could probably organize a group of like-minded congressmen who we saw their true colors, as you've described it in this oversight hearing, and that have a deep passion for truth, justice, and the American.
When they're already on these congressmen, I can get the time of day from these people. We're lucky to be able to bug them and get them on the radio.
Even Dennis Kucinich.
I mean, I know him. I mean, I can get him on the air. It takes about a week.
Well, I just thought that perhaps even after the election, but preferably before, that a group of congressmen would want to come together that had a passion to save America.
Yeah, just don't
America.
Let them get on the same airplane. No, I hear you. I can barely even live my life now, so I can't do anymore.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.